cholesterol, which is controlled by tablets. So I just feel we're lucky to have tablets, really, that does that.
Now, you've brought up three children. What else have you done with your time?
In my time, I haven't done very much, actually. I don't feel I have. I did the volunteer work for many years, and now we lead rather a quiet life. John teaches, and we work with different retiree organisations and do different things. And he is a mason, so he's involved in lots of charitable things in that region, money raising and that. So I'm involved to a certain extent in that, and we have quite a busy social life. And like I say, it's been quite good. I don't do anything to earn any money anymore, which I never did earn a lot of money, but it's probably a life that a lot of people would quite envy, of not, if we didn't want to do anything, we wouldn't have to. And we enjoy our dogs. And I'm lucky that I can read, because that is my passion, reading. And nothing much is required of me that I don't want to do. So, what more can you ask, really?
Are you able to have much exercise?
I don't exercise a great deal. No, I don't, because of my feet. I have to be very careful that I don't rub. I have to take care of them, because the slightest little injury or rubbing or anything, I end up at the hospital. So I really pet my feet. And I'm very careful what kind of shoe I put on, or so I don't tend to do a great deal of walking. I would quite like to be able to.
And can you describe your current regime now of blood testing and diet and insulin?
Oh, for my own. Yes, I test my blood about four times a day. I'm quite careful to do that, because I've had diabetes so long that I no longer get the warning signs that most people get. And the only way I know is to test my blood. That I don't have any other.